This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, CCNS and HOPE return to Water Quality Control Commission for Justice in the Discharge Permit DP 1132 matter. On Tuesday, January 10th, CCNS and Honor Our Pueblo Existence, HOPE, will return to the New Mexico Water Quality Control Commission to ask it to vacate the decisions in which former Commission Chair Stephanie Stringer was involved. CCNS and HOPE have appealed the issuance of the Groundwater Discharge Permit, DP 1132, for the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, to the Commission. In the middle of the proceeding, Chair Stringer resigned and took a job with the Department of Energy, National Nuclear Security Administration, DOE-NNSA, which is a party to the appeal. This is an ethical violation. CCNS and HOPE are asking the Commission to vacate the decisions made while former Chair Stringer was actively pursuing a position with DOE-NNSA at LANL. Recently on December 9th, the New Mexico Ethics Commission filed a civil action seeking to enforce violations of the New Mexico Governmental Conduct Act by Chair Stringer. The State Ethics Commission said that Stringer took, quote, an official act while a public officer and employee that she should have had reason to believe would directly affect her financial interest, end quote. CCNS and HOPE will also ask the Commission to order sanctions against DOE-NNSA. This is the second time DOE-NNSA hired New Mexico Environment Department adjudicatory decision-makers while they were presiding in the DP 1132 matter. CCNS and HOPE spent tens of thousands of dollars to enforce the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act, RCRA, and the New Mexico Hazardous Waste Act, at the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility. LANL admits that the facility handles, treats, and stores hazardous waste, which requires RCRA regulation. DOE-NNSA has struggled to resist and delay proper RCRA regulation. Finally, DOE-NNSA resorted to hiring away Environment Department personnel that were conducting the permitting proceeding, nullifying the entire process. CCNS and HOPE spent precious dollars to pay lawyers, staff, and related expenses, including travel to courts in Washington and Salt Lake City. Due to DOE-NNSA's ethical violations, the proceeding must be done over again, and these funds were wasted. CCNS and HOPE seek to recover them from DOE-NNSA. CCNS and HOPE encourage you to support our quest for justice. You can make public comments in support of the CCNS and HOPE motion to vacate the unlawful proceeding and to award sanctions during the January 10th Commission meeting. A sample public comment letter is available for you to modify at nuclearactive.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.